USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has set another record for COVID vaccinations, administering more than 4 million shots on Friday. The CDC says that more than 59 million Americans have been fully vaccinated against the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that he believes those who are fully vaccinated may not transmit the virus if infected and may no longer need to wear a mask. But the White House's chief medical advisor tells Fox News that he still recommends that those who are vaccinated keep masking up as a precaution until there's definitive data available.
But there is studies that are coming online now that are going to definitively prove that. And that's the reason why we say when that happens, we'll pull back on the recommendation of saying people who are vaccinated should continue to wear masks. It's very likely that they're not infective. But just to be sure and just to be cautious, you want to be conservative on the side of saying, wait till we get data where we can definitively prove that.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized two changes to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine that can provide extra doses from each vial. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The FDA is authorizing some changes that are expected to boost coronavirus vaccine supply and speed up the vaccination effort. Moderna says it will now start shipping 15-dose vials of its vaccine soon after showing the FDA different amounts of vaccine can be extracted from each vial using different types of syringes. The original vials were designed for 10 doses, and the FDA says providers can actually get 11 out of those files. It's now sending new instructions to healthcare workers.
And traffic is now flowing normally through the Suez Canal, nearly 2 weeks after it was blocked by a massive container ship. The Suez Canal Authority says the final 61 ships that were backed up by the grounding of the Ever Given passed through the canal on Saturday, the last of more than 400 vessels that were held up in the naval traffic jam. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say they encountered more than 170,000 illegal immigrants on the southern border in the month of March. The preliminary figures show an increase of about 140,000 from a year ago. Nearly 20,000 of those encounters were with unaccompanied minors. Congressman Troy Nails visited the border earlier this week, and the Texas Republican tells Fox News about his visit to one Border Patrol facility housing those unaccompanied minors.
Had an opportunity, many of us, to go down and look at the Donna facility and look at the travesties that are taking place there with the overcrowding, because the Border Patrol can't handle all the children. There are thousands of them entering our country, and now they're being sprinkled throughout Texas, and pretty soon they're going to come to a neighborhood in a small town, small community near you.
And a British woman has become the mother of what are known as super twins. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Rebecca Roberts got pregnant last year and found out weeks later she was pregnant again. Two babies conceived 3 weeks apart, yet born in the same day, just 2 minutes apart in September. Roberts tells British media she had what doctors call a superfetation pregnancy, a rarity.
We are the 14th case documented, which is fantastic. We love it. We love having special twins. They are very special.
The 39-year-old Roberts believes fertility drugs may be responsible for the superfetation. Noah, conceived first, weighs over 2 pounds heavier than sister Rosalie. Mom and dad are documenting the twins' developments on Instagram at roberts.supertwins.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.